Anderson.
It's Christmas time, a special time when all
hey, who's that you're wondering? What's the Cowsills? Yeah. Some terrific sounds that are part of a new three-song EP. It is available digitally only, and it's called A Christmas Offering from the Cowsills. Of course, the family band that's been around since, well, back in the 1960s, they had a terrific album they released last year, their first album in some three decades called Rhythm of the World. They're back with the Christmas EP, out on tour and getting ready to join the Happy Together tour again next summer. And we're going to talk about that and more as we're joined again here on Downtown by Bob Cowsill. Well, let's talk about what you're doing. You guys keeping busier than ever these days, and now just in time for the holiday season, a great EP, a wonderful Christmas collection from the Cowsills. How did this all come together?
Well, it's great. Christmas time. It's our Christmas carol, our offering for the holiday season this year. It's its birth. When Omnivore heard this song, they were so excited. It's been with us for a while. Christmas time was a melody for 11 years because no one could write lyrics to it. It was just, I don't know what was with that, but we just couldn't. And one day, it dawned on me that it was a Christmas melody. And then my wife to it. We get Christmas. We have a Christmas carol now. We're so excited. Omnivore thinks it's top shelf, wants to give us a blessing. So out it comes. And you can find it on Omnivore and Amazon and the Cowsill sites all over the place. We're very busy with shows, and we have a podcast we have every week, every Wednesday with a guest. So we're quite busy and quite fortunate.
Well, and the EP includes a Christmas Time, which is so great. Glad to have that out there. And also a wonderful original that you wrote called Some Good Years.
Yeah. We call it our New Year's song. You know, Some Good Years is about how in your past, you know, you had some negative things happen. And as time went on, they softened. They're not so negative. And then when we're older, you know, there wasn't a bad time at all. That kind of thing, thinking. So we have that. And then we... an a cappella Winter Wonderland. We have an a cappella album coming out soon on Omnivore. And while doing that, we said, let's do a Christmas song. And so a cappella Winter Wonderland, we did a vocal arrangement on that, used our voices as instruments.
Yeah, get to hear those wonderful Cowsills harmonies. And as always, want to salute the work of a guy who's instrumental in making this happen, as well as your last album, and that's Rock Positano.
Rock is our savior. He's our executive producer, Rock Positano, a great, great foot surgeon in New York City. Go to him, but he cured Joe DiMaggio's ankle, okay? That's a deal. Anyway, he's our producer for all this stuff, absolutely. Without Rock, I don't think I'd be talking to be honest, but he's been great.
Well, I have to tell you this. Now, I bought a hard copy as well, but you get that little... that little year-end summary from the people at Spotify to tell me what I was listening to in the last year. And number one on my playlist last year was Rhythm of the World. I can't get enough of that album. It was so good.
Well, thank you so much. You know, that was our first in 30 years. And not on purpose. You know, you just live your life. And we wrote songs that we thought were really good and wanted to record them because that's what recording artists do. Thank you for those words. We're very... with it, of course. You never know if anyone else is going to like what you're working on until you release it. But it was received and is received very well. Thank you.
And you guys still have a lot of your own solo projects. You've got your band, Susan, doing her thing, but y'all get together for these Cowsills projects. And, well, who would have imagined back in when you guys first got started in Rhode Island back in the day that all these years later this would still be a going concern for the family band?
We were shocked. Our 2024 coming up is the busiest year ever. And we were pretty busy back in the day, but this is fantastic. And, of course, today there's many other things you do. You do podcasts, you do performances, you do interviews, you do lots of different things. It's a lot of fun. Our live show still is our fun time. That's where the good time is. So you can find out where we're going to be playing on our website easily enough. And we're very fortunate to keep working.
Well, I'm happy to see that you'll be happy together again in the coming year, that you guys are back out there as part of the Happy Together Tour. And we have been lucky enough to talk to so many of the folks who play with you there, like Ron Dante, talked to Gary Puckett a few months ago. Everybody we talked to raves about you guys as the glue that holds the whole thing together.
Well, you know, glue needs things to stick to. That's a very nice thing to hear somebody say about us. It is our 10th summer in a row on that tour. We opened the show just to get the party going. It's fantastic. The business model is just awesome that six of us from the 60s can do what each of us used to do alone back then and keep it going. And the audience is still with us. And as long as they're there, we're going to be there.
We're talking with Bob Cowsill here on Downtown. And for anybody who hasn't listened to it, you have to check out the podcast, because if you're a longtime Cowsills fan, to me, there's nothing that lets people behind the curtain to see what the relationships are really like between the three of you than that podcast. It's so much fun, and you guys know everybody in the business.
It's fun, and the people we haven't been able to meet, we got to meet on the podcast. It's like back then, most followed each other around. We didn't play together in big groups of five bands a show. So you're following the association. You're grassroots coming in behind you. Now we all get to visit and meet each other and give our due respect to each other. And it's quite a historical time for all of us.
It's very fun to look back, too, and you know, thank goodness, I guess, although you guys don't get anything out of it, I'm sure, but YouTube, you can find so many of the appearances that you guys made when you were kids. As you look back at those times, you were on every television show going. Was there one in particular that stood out for you?
Well, the Ed Sullivan Show was the biggest TV show back then that you could get on. He was Sunday nights at 8 o'clock. You had to be there in front of your TV. You're not going to tape it for the next day. None of that going on. And so to get on Ed Sullivan meant that the whole country, the United States, is going to see you, because we were all watching the same shows back then. That's our favorite TV show. We were fortunate to get on all of them. Look, our mom is in the group. We're a family band, so we were television friendly. And we were fortunate, because the only way you could be seen back then is on TV or at your concert or in a teen mag. I mean, that was it, folks. And so television was very important to all.
And anybody who hasn't seen it should check out the terrific documentary, Family Band, The Cowsill Story. It was on Showtime forever. It's still available out there and streaming. And it's, it's a harrowing story. And yet what I've been struck by in talking with you and talking with Paul through the years is the fact that you guys went through some stuff, but you remain incredibly positive and upbeat, and that family bond is as strong as ever.
It is, and the family bond is what gets you through. It's what got us through what we went through as children and young adults and all of the story that's in the documentary. So that family bond, we had each other. When things were getting rough, you have each other. And today we have each other. So it's just something that followed us in life, and we just helped each other through the thick and thin, and life is really good now. We're very grateful for everything that's happened to us. Wouldn't change a thing. And the documentary is very good. Showtime ran it for 2 years every day, so it did strike a nerve. You just don't know, you know, what people think when you do something like that, but we're fortunate in the reaction.
And is it still fun to sing those old songs? And I have to wonder, when you sing them, obviously you're in the moment, but you have to think about the family members who are no longer around.
Oh, that's constant. I swear we hear them in our voices, but you miss everybody. We're down to four of us now. Our brother John just left the Beach Boys, and he's going to be doing some things with his wife. He's married to Vicky Peterson of the Bangles, and they got a project going. And the ones who are here, we fondly remember those who aren't, and little pieces of them filter in our work anyway because of how close we all were. So, yeah, you're right about that.
I think it's interesting, too, and we talk to a lot of musicians here on the show. Matter of fact, a guy that works closely with John and Vicky, Bill Mumy, is coming on with us again next week. So many musicians, and it's interesting because you guys came up as that family band. The harmonies were always amazing, the musicianship, but the respect that other musicians have for all of you guys is something I'm not sure people would have expected back in 1967, 68.
Well, to be candid, back in 67, 68, we weren't looking for, nor were we given respect in terms of our colleagues, because they were all a little older. To us, they were the adults in the room. I mean, I'm like 17, you know, so if I'm listening to Stephen Stills and Buffalo Springfield, I think he knows everything there is to know. He's like 21, you know, to me, he's like, all right. But anyway, we were all quite young when we did this, and just to be today, to be living this life still, none of us would have thought that anything we were doing back then would have the life, the shelf life that it's had over the years. And it's because of the songs. They outlast us. The Happy Together Tour is successful because of the songs we're singing. No one goes to 70-year-olds do anything. But, you know, they come to our show. Our audience is us, so we match there. And it's such a special thing, I got to tell you.
But I think it was great, too, that people embrace the new music. It's not just, you know, it's not just an oldies act. Yes, people love those songs, but people have really enjoyed the work you've done in recent years, and you got a great reception critically, especially for Rhythm of the World.
Rhythm of the World is critically acclaimed, which is a good phrase and a bad phrase. Critically acclaimed means, yes, you did a good job, but it's not 10 with a bullet. You know what I mean? So, and look, no one's naive in any of this. You do the best job you can. You put it out there, and the world's going to tell you everything it wants to tell you. And that's how it is today. And it's great because you can reach so many people. You know, the contest is, how do you get all those people to your sight, to what you want them to see? That's the fight now. And it's different than it was back in the old day. We didn't have that. So it's very interesting, and we love being out there. Yes, we love that people like what we're doing. That's very good for us.
Of course, when you guys started, the record company was everything. They handled the promotion. They got the word out there and then did what they could. It was also a double-edged sword, because when they didn't like something, they weren't going to promote it, or they would tell you what you had to record. These days, you've certainly got a lot more freedom, but there's so much out there to compete with.
Yeah, the volume exponentially exploded on all of it. And all of these shows, The Voice, American Idol, they all prove that there's a lot of talent out there. And you give someone an opportunity, and they can shine just as much as this person over here. It's the playing field you're in now. Yeah, you wanted a record. They did it all for you. Today, you have to do 90% of it before you even go to a record company. You know, how's your website? Did you record your music? Are there samples up there? Can people hear you? Can people see you? All of that's your responsibility now. Back then, you looked for a record deal. And then, you had a deal. We were the firstborn, our generation. Our generation is the bad. So we all got taken. Half of us found wrong choices and did that. It's terrible. But the generations we feel that followed us, the 70s artists, 80s, 90s, took care of their money. They're smart business people. They know what they're doing. And that's good to see.
Well, it's so great to have Music for the Holidays, a Christmas offering from the Cow Sills. It's a digital release only, but check it out. Wonderful sound of the band, and great to have you guys back out on the road. Hope to see you this summer on the Happy Together Tour. Bob, it's great to talk with you. Thanks so much for making time for us once again, and I hope you and your family have a wonderful Christmas.
Well, you too. Merry Christmas to everybody up there. Brewer, right? I think, right? Brewer, Maine. This is great. Love talking to you. Say hi to Stephen King for us. We're fans. And we'll have a good holiday season, all of you.
Hey, that's perfect. Thank you so much, Bob. Appreciate it.
thank you so much for doing this with us. You're just very good. I really appreciate it a lot. So,
well, we got Paul coming up on Thursday too. So we're gonna
oh, that's great.
Double team the world here on Cow Sills Music.
I love it. I didn't know that. That's fantastic. He's up in Oregon right now.
We just got to get Susan on. We can't track her down.
Hey, we'll send Susan your way. You just let us know.
That sounds great. We would love it. Thanks again, Bob.
All right, Rich. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bob Cowsill of the Cowsills with us here on Downtown. Again, the new collection, A Christmas Offering from the Cowsills. It's available on streaming services, digital only, but some great holiday music from the family band.